Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. So we have a topic here: intensifying Krishna consciousness. Yes, that is the topic: intensifying Krishna consciousness. So how do we do that? How do we intensify our Krishna consciousness? How do we intensify our Krishna consciousness? Sleep? Huh? Sleep less.
Balance
what? Balance everything. Discipline.
Absorption,
yes. Discipline. Discipline, you have to discipline the senses. For example, to intensify our Krishna consciousness, there are so many things we have to do. So let's look at the 9 processes of bhakti. Which one is the first? Hearing. Yesterday we mentioned that many of us don't hear. We don't hear. Although we have made an attempt to come to the class, we don't hear properly. And the reason why we don't hear properly are many. There are many reasons why we don't hear properly. One reason why we don't hear properly, which we should try, because if you don't hear properly, you will never chant properly. If you don't hear properly, you will never chant properly. You will never remember properly. Until we hear properly, then we can chant properly, we can remember properly. Then all other things will follow. So in Second Kanda Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma is speaking about, Lord Krishna is speaking about bona fide hearing. Bona fide hearing. Bona fide hearing. Bona fide hearing. Bona fide hearing is very important. If we want to hear properly, if we want to have a bona fide hearing, We must be faithful. We must be faithful. Like Arjun, he has faith in Krishna. That Krishna has solution to his problem. Therefore, he gave him complete attention. He has faith. If we don't have faith, we'll never give attention. Then it cannot be bona fide hearing. Bona fide hearing means that we should have faith in the person we want to hear. We should have confidence. But this person is capable of helping me. Arjuna was faithful in Krishna. So although Arjuna is not a Brahmana, he's a Kshatriya, he heard Bhagavad Gita for 30 minutes. That is bona fide hearing. The whole 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna got it in 30 minutes. And it wasn't that he was in a very peaceful situation. Therefore, the atmosphere was conducive for hearing. It was in the battlefield. Means what? Some anxiety, the tension is there. So one of the reasons why we don't hear, we don't have this bona fide hearing attitude, is that we are comfortable. We are comfortable with our youth. I have time. We are comfortable. We are not having the anxiety Arjuna was having. Therefore, we are lacking this attitude of having bona fide here. We also don't have faith. Another powerful example is, who do you have in mind? Bona fide hearer. Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj. 7 days, not 30 minutes. It's only 7 days. Bhagavad Gita is 700 verses. So 30 minutes, okay. 18,000 verses. Even that is too much for 1 week. For 7 days. But because he has faith in Sukadeva Goswami, his spiritual master, he has faith. This person can help me. Therefore, he gave him full attention. Another point why we don't have bona fide hearing attitude is that sense gratification is too prominent in our consciousness. Is it true? Sense gratification, the desire to gratify this body, is very intense. We look at intensified Christian consciousness. So when sense gratification is very intense, there is less attraction for Krishna. Less attraction for Krishna. And if there is intense attraction for Krishna, sense gratification will be less. That is natural. If our devotion is very high, material solution will be down. If our material life is very high, Krishna consciousness will be down. They don't go together. They don't go together. So we need to tune down. We do what? We need to do what? To tune down. This morning we're talking about regulation, right? We have to tune down. Down. What are we tuning down? Material desire. You have to tune down. Down. My Prabhupada said, if we have malaria fever, the best way is not to increase the temperature. Right? The best way is what? To reduce the temperature. So we have to reduce the temperature of our sense gratification. Reduce. The means to conquer, we want to intensify. To intensify our Christian consciousness. Tune down material desires. Reduce. And that should be done carefully. Should be done carefully. Therefore, the tuning knob is there to tune it right down. Let's see if we want to hear. We must be very humble. Must be humble. Not pride. When I feel that I know better than you, if I'm sitting in your class and in my mind I'm thinking, what are you going to speak? I already know the class I'm going to give. Do you think I will hear that class, that lecture? I will not. Because already my ego has blocked me from hearing you. I'm just sitting there, but I'm not hearing because my ego is very high. So humility is required if you want to hear. Humility is required. We don't know the height of false ego. We don't know how high is false ego. Mount Meru. Mount Meru, that is the height. That is the height of ego in our consciousness. Therefore, we cannot hear. We cannot hear. If you're not humble, you can't hear. I have already classified you and placed you in one corner. I'm better than you, so what are you going to tell me? You can speak, but I already know everything. What are you talking? And then to justify that, when you recite, look, I say, see, he didn't pronounce it well, see? He didn't pronounce that slogan properly, see? In this way, we will never hear. You can sit in a class for 1 hour, ask, what did you learn from that lecture? What's the problem? Ego. So, the opposite is humility. So be humble. To intensify our bhakti, hearing is important. We should start from hearing. So, if one is coming to the class already tired, you're already feeling very tired, will you hear anything? You're already tired. And then when you come to the class, you're going to go and sit and lean on the wall. What will happen after 2 minutes? It's already tired. After 2 minutes, you're gone. Sometimes you see devotees, you sit in the class. One devotee will go and sit at the corner there. And then when you sit in that corner, and then you will never hear anything. Nothing. The mind will just take you completely out and engage you for everything. While the lecture is going on, you are outside the lecture. And nothing will be heard. So we shouldn't come to the class very tired. Eagerness. Eagerness to hear. Proper mention in many. First canto, eagerness to hear. Is so many places, proper use the word, eager to hear, eagerness to hear. There are many places, proper use the word, eagerness to hear. We should not be tired coming to the class. We should be eager to hear. Intensifying our Christian consciousness. That's the topic we are dealing with. Eagerness. So we're very, very eager. How much eager do we require? Exactly as a hungry man is waiting for prasada. When one is very hungry and they're waiting for prasada, do you care for anything else but prasad? Right? Prasada. Eagerness of here. One experienced spiritual master, very experienced spiritual master, and practical devotee. One of his students was asking him, Gurudev, how can I go back to Godhead this time, this lifetime? I want to go back to Godhead this lifetime. How can I do? What should I do? Gurudev, I want to go back to Godhead. Can you show me? Please. I want to go back. And the Gurudev was keeping quiet. After a long time, so one day he said, come with me. And they went to the river. So both of them tied their gamsha and entered the water. So come. The disciple came very close to him, so he held his neck and pushed him inside the water and held him there. They do it. The disciple was his guru, so at least he was humble. Because his guru, well, his guru, so he tried to remain humble. But what guru want to teach me now? What does guru want to teach me now? So he didn't struggle because he's guru. So, but the guru is not releasing him. He tolerated yoga exercise for some time. When it was becoming too much, more than what he can handle, he cannot breathe, he cannot get up, the guru still held him there. Until after a long time, the guru released him, so he came out. So guru look at him. Do you want to go back to Godhead? Yes, Gurudev, yes. So when you were inside the water, did you remember Guru? Did you remember Guru? Do you remember Guru? No. Why are you shy to say it? It's bold to say it. Do you remember Krishna? Do you remember your money? Your billions? You remember? You remember? No. Did you remember your beautiful wife? Handsome husband? Do you remember your intelligence? How powerful, intelligent personality you are? Do you remember your fame? What did you remember? Hey. So Guru said, when you are able to forget everything and remember only Krishna in your life, that is back home, back to Godhead. Is it intense or not? Very intense, right? Very intense. When we have forgotten sense gratification, that is back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, for us to get to this level, hearing must be bona fide.
bona fide hearing.
Eagerness to hear. But it's very, very strong. Whom should we hear from? Who? Television? No? Cell phone? These days, many devotees don't go to a temple dome to hear a lecture. They hear radio from the house. They listen to the lecture from the radio in their house. So there's no need to come to the temple. You're already hearing it from the radio, so just put, or you tune to the station in your cell phone or the radio in the house, so you can just hear. It's not the same. It's not the same. It's hearing. It's sound. What is wrong with that? Personality is missing.
It's not associating with person Bhagwat.
Hmm?
Person Bhagwat.
Person Bhagwat. The person not there. So what's the difference? I agree with you. Association of devotees is not there. Right? Krishna consciousness is best released. Yesterday we discussed. Where? The television house? Where? The association of devotees. So it's not there. Right? It's not there. What else is missing?
Person. Message himself is a person.
Yes, personality. The person, that form, that figure is not there. The object by which the sound is coming from is not there. He has the thing which we see has more predominant effect in the things we hear. The things we hear is only 10% we get. Just 10%. The things which we hear, the thing which we speak, the thing which we see has how many percentages? 50%. Can you compare 50 to 10? No. So, we should not hear from radio. Hear from a person. Wait, what is wrong with that? What else is wrong with that? What else is wrong with television, radio? Apart from the personality is missing, what the point you mentioned is missing, correct? What else is missing, yes? Will you ask the radio question? Excuse me, Mr. Radio. How can I chant attentively? Can you ask who answer you? No. Yes.
The speaker also sees the audience, and accordingly speaks, he knows the
radio. Very good. Very good. Very good. The speaker speaks according to the desire, the eagerness of the audience. The speaker will speak according to the eagerness of the audience to hear. When the audience are eager, the speaker will be motivated to speak. When they're not eager to hear, whatever is there may not come out. And even if it comes out, they will not be potent. Because he's seeing these people, they are full already, so there's no space to add anything. Very important. Maitreya Muni and Bidur. A question, just one question from Bidur. Maitreya Muni fainted unconscious. Just a question, one question. Maitreya fainted When he regained consciousness, he said, "My dear Vidura, only a devotee of your caliber can ask this question. Your question is beneficial for me who is going to speak, not just you who asked the question. Me who is going to speak, you who will hear, the whole world have benefited." So will our radio do that? No. Only a person can do that. So the person speaking is motivated to speak by the eagerness of the audience. Yes? Want to add something? The question is the same. What is wrong with hearing from radio? Okay. The question of Vidura. Vidura said, very nice. I like Vidura, so I like everything about him. His questions I like, or everything about Vidura I like. One of my favorites. Vidura Mahatma said, "In this world, people are seriously struggling. They are working very hard to be happy. Is it true or not?"
Yes.
But have we ever seen someone who is 100% happy, satisfied? Why? Vidura said, the result is that the more they struggle, we struggle, the more our suffering increases. No one is happy in this material world despite our struggle. So please, tell me, what is the process by which one will attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is sitting in the heart? Does it make sense? Is this useful? This is Vidura's question. Miserable personalities everywhere. All have attempt simply increase the miseries. No one is happy. Therefore, you have the solution to the problems of the world. Please teach me that process by which one would develop love for Krishna, the Supreme Lord who sees in the heart of all living entities. What is that process? Maitreya said, only you can ask this question. Because the answer to this question is, it is for the whole world. In other words, Vidura is not a selfish person. He's magnanimous. So he's asking questions for the whole world. Is that how we ask questions? Huh? If I go before Krishna, I say, "Oh, Krishna, please help me to become a good devotee." All right? But Vidura is praying. Vidura is praying, "Please, please teach us the process by which the whole world will become happy." That's a universal question. And that question can only come from a heart which is magnanimous, not a narrow-minded mind. Narrow-minded mind can never ask this question. Narrow-minded mind will ask question. It's a selfish question, so the question is for me. A magnanimous person, the question is for everyone, for the whole world. That's Vidura. All right? So we should not, all of us agree that we should not hear from?
Radio.
We should hear from? Person Bhagwat. What kind of a person is that? Person Bhagwat. What is his qualification? What is the qualification of Person Bhagwat?
He lives the life of Bhagwat.
Yes, he lived the life of Bhagwat. He has heard from Parampara. Yes. And after hearing? Shrotriyam Brahma Nishtam. He has properly heard and what? Realized that. Therefore, he is what? Very attached to Krishna. It's two qualifications. that person which we hear from, not scientists, not scientists, not politicians, no? Why not? They are not in parampara. They are on their own. They are, how do you what they say? Manorata. Manorata. That is their guru. Their man is the guru. Not Krishna, not pure devotee. Therefore, we cannot follow them. We cannot follow them. So to intensify our Krishna consciousness, it requires bona fide hearing. And the technologies is what we are enumerating. Right? We should hear from a person backward, because he is going to speak about who? Krishna. We speak about Krishna. Why would he speak about Krishna?
He loves Krishna.
He loves Krishna? For the benefit of devotees. Yes. Why is it that all devotees always speak about Krishna? Why? Only by Krishna consciousness devotees can be satisfied. Yes. Krishna is everything. Yes, Krishna is everything. Devotee will speak about Krishna because that is the only thing he has. Right? He doesn't have anything, it's only Krishna he has. So he will give Krishna. He give what he has. Krishna he has. So he speaks about Krishna only. Politician will not speak about Krishna because they don't have Krishna. They have politics. They will speak about that. Right? Our senses will speculate. Promise us so many unnecessary things which they themselves doesn't have. Because they don't know that we are not the body, we are spirit soul. They don't know that. They only know we are body. So all the facilities they provide for, they promise to provide is what? This body, just the body. They themselves remain empty and we remain empty. The pure devotees, they have Krishna, therefore they will always speak about Krishna. So even among devotees, We should select. That kind of devotee who has Krishna, that is going to give us Krishna. Not just everybody. Even among devotees, we should check and see what kind of a devotee he is. A devotee who speaks different, his activity is different, his dress is different. Who is that? Cheetah. It's a cheetah. So we should not hear from that. So we hear from a devotee whose activity corresponds with the dress, and yesterday we mentioned it. We mentioned it yesterday. His activities, his speech correspond to the dress and what? We mentioned it yesterday. Yes, his behavior, the character, it should correspond, the character. Yes. The character, our speech, our philosophy, everything is to be one. It should correspond, it should balance. So such person we should hear from. in the first canto of Bhagavatam, in the second chapter. Śrīla Goswami is discussing the qualification to hear. The qualification to hear. What did he say? Yes, yes, that verse. Punya Tritha Seva. What's the qualification? What's the qualification to hear? Service to pure devotee. Service to pure devotee will give us affinity to hear. To serve a pure devotee. So we don't have ordinary thing. In our movement, we don't have ordinary thing in our movement, in our process. We don't have ordinary thing. We have scientific, spiritual things, not ordinary things in our system. Service to a pure devotee. And in the fifth canto, also, Bhagavatam, fifth canto, Rishabhdev, Lord Rishabhdev, what did he say? No, not that one. Yes. Mahatsevam dharam mahu bimukte. Mahatseva is what? Is what? Dharam. Dharam means what? The door, the gateway for mukti, liberation. Not mundane liberation, Krishna consciousness. Service to a pure devotee is express road for liberation. Service to a pure devotee. Open the gateway for liberation. One becomes cleansed of all contamination. The more we involve ourselves in purity, the better our perception, the better the quality of our service, the better the quality of everything that we do. If we get advanced, everything also becomes advanced. Everything. Hearing will advance, service will advance, chanting will be everything. So as we continue to move forward, everything will become clearer and clearer and better and better and better. There's no end. Always expanding. That's Krishna consciousness. So service to a pure devotee. You should be eager to do that service, pure devotee. Then everything becomes very wonderful. So Hare Krishna starts seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Seventh chapter. Hare Krishna starts. Tat Trinu. So is Arjuna not hearing? From chapter 1 to 6, Krishna not speaking? Eh? And Arjuna is not hearing? So why Tat Trinu? Why? Why he saying hear me? Arjuna is not hearing all the six chapter. The six chapter he has spoken, Arjuna didn't hear. He was sleeping. Why he didn't say Tat Trinu from text 1? He's speaking about this chapter 7.
What are the upcoming instructions?
The subject matter is becoming more and more better. So it requires more attention. Yes. the subject matter is increasing, right? So we should also increase our attentiveness to hear, right? Okay. Yes. Want to add? the subject matter is intensifying. It's becoming more and more advanced. So, Arjuna is, a Christian is asking, hear me. When you tell somebody that, please hear, the person become more aware. Right? We become more aware. So, hear me. So, Krishna is drawing Arjuna's attention. Listen. This is a technique an experienced teacher uses to get a student in a class. Right? Experienced teacher does this. Though the student is hearing, but he wants more attention. One more eagerness to get into it. So the subject matter is increasing. Intensify our hearing to understand Krishna. There is a need for simplicity. Simple heart. In another place, Papa used honesty. He described honesty as being simple. That is chapter 13. Chapter 13, Krishna is the Prabhupada is explaining simplicity and honesty. Honest. Simplicity. The heart should be simple. It should be simple. You want to hear. We already mentioned a person who is in ego will not hear properly. A person very simple will always see that I can learn from anybody. A simple hearted person can learn from anybody, can learn from everyone. Can learn from everything. A simple-hearted person. A person who has no simplicity. Only my guru can speak to me. Nobody else can speak to me. Only my guru. Some places. Very funny. There are some places. when a guru comes, if you look at the audience, they are all his disciples. That means that and the guru comes there once in 2 or 3 years for only 5 days. It means you come to the temple for how many days? In a year, how many days will you come to the temple? How many days? 5 days. A guru comes to visit your country once in 2 or 3 years and he stays with you for 5 days. He's gone. You see him again after 2 or 3 years. So how many times will attend the class? How many times so disciple will come to the class? Come to the temple? One or two times in a year. There are some places like that. Why? The heart is not simple. Because I'm thinking, what are you going to tell me? I know my guru. What are you going to tell me? Only my guru can talk to me. You? This is neophyte nature. Neophyte. Immaturity. Mature devotee behave like that. A sincere hearted person will hear from anybody because he's very eager. So he's expecting which direction the Krishna is sending me message. He hears. He's expecting. Like a Chataka bird. Chataka bird is, his mouth is open to the sky throughout the whole year. Why? He's expecting water to come for him to drink. That is the nature of a devotee, a serious devotee, who is simple at heart. So simplicity required. So that we can make advancement in Krishna consciousness. We require some austerity to hear. There's a need for austerity. There's a need for austerity. Why do we repeat our things always? Why do we repeat things in the Christian consciousness? We repeat many things. Why do we do that? Because we forget. Emphasis?
Very, very important.
Why do we repeat?
Compassion?
We have not yet applied it. We have not yet applied because we have not had it. Although we have said in a club, but we never hear. Yes? The mood is still heavy on us, so we need to again and again and again hear. Yes? Why do we repeat our things? our disease is chronic. We have chronic disease. Therefore, we need to take the medicine longer time so that we'll get cured. Not just once. You have to take the medicine again and again so you can get cured. Yes? Yes, the more we hear, it's an austerity because repeating will purify us. It's an austerity. Austerity which you have to perform because when we keep hearing this, we'll get purified. Get purified. It's an austerity. So if one perform this austerity, there's a purification. The main reason for austerity is purification. So when we repeat things, we get better understanding, we get better realization, we become more purified. So it is required, it is necessary to repeat something. The thing which we want to remember, what should we do? Anything which we want to remember, what should we do? What's the principle? Repeat it. Repeat it. Anything which we want to remember, we should constantly repeat it. And anything we want to forget, don't repeat it. Just dump it. After a few days, it's finished. Right? Yes, after a few days, it's gone. But if you want to remember something, repeat it. So, it's an austerity for better understanding, for better clearance of our consciousness, better assimilation, purification. So there is a need to repeat. So we repeat. It is not a mistake. You will notice that if you hear a lecture and take a note, hear that lecture again after some time, you will notice that ...90% of that lecture was not heard. 90% 90 percent will be surprised, even the note which you yourself have taken. When you go back to this note you're taking, after some time, you'll be amazed. Was this spoken in that class? Have you experienced it? You'll be amazed. You'll be surprised. I attended a lecture. So this was spoken in that class? So we should try. We should keep repeating. We mentioned yesterday, Sri Prabhupada said we should repeat. Even if you don't understand, you should do what? Repeat it. Repeat it. Repeat it. And what will happen? It will be revealed. It will be revealed. So it is not a mistake. If we want to intensify our Christian consciousness, please let it absorb ourselves in the process. And these are the techniques we can apply. And after your lecture, your discussion, you close your book and ask your neighbor, please, can you share with me what you learned from this lecture? These are techniques. If you want to really absorb, want to intensify our Christian consciousness, these are techniques. Close your own book, ask your neighbor, please, can you repeat? Can you repeat? Can you tell me what you got from the discussion? He yourself will be surprised. He is her own realization. Can you go from that class? This is the way we can intensify our Christian consciousness. We should share each other's realization. We should share. We should not just be confident with our own realization. Krishna does not have only one way to teach us. Krishna has many ways to give us Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada said, we should devise many ways to expand Krishna consciousness. He didn't say one way to expand Krishna consciousness. Many ways to expand Krishna consciousness. If we want to and move forward very, very fast. And why should we move fast? Why is it necessary for us to move fast in our Christian consciousness? Very good. Very good. Repeat it. Kali is not waiting for us. Is he waiting for us? He's not waiting. So if you use the strength we used last year in Krishna consciousness for this year, it will not work. It will not work. It will not be effective. The strength we used last year in Krishna consciousness should not be used this year. If you use it, it will not work. Because Kali has moved forward. We have to also move forward. Intensity. We have to increase. If you don't increase, Maya will catch us. So we need to increase. Share from each other's experience. We should share. Taking advantage of everyone and everything in our presence to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. You understand? Should take advantage of everything and everyone in our presence to advance our Krishna consciousness. How do we do that? Ask your neighbor. Ask. This discussion, what is your experience? You should ask. You'll be surprised to get a lot of things you get. And when you add that to what you have, what have you done? You have expanded your Krishna consciousness. All right? We should try to read. When you read something, close the book and try if you can repeat it in your head. Without looking at the book. Try. We are. Yesterday I got a question. We want to focus the mind in hearing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra we are chanting. We want to focus the mind, but the mind is not listening. What to do? These are the formula. The mind is not chanting with us because the mind is not affected by our chanting. If the mind is affected by our chanting, the mind will stay with us. The mind is not staying with us because it's not affected by our chanting. So how do we get the mind to be our friend? By training. You have to train the mind. Close the book after reading maybe a passage. Close the book and try to engage the mind in Krishna consciousness by trying to repeat it from the head and see if you can get it. So you mark yourself. You do what? So mark yourself. So get a clean paper and a biro. So write it. And after, write it. And after you finish, then you compare. Note the mistakes. Do you understand me? Note the mistakes. And read again carefully. Close the book and try again. Note down the mistakes until you're able to get it. This is the way to stimulate the mind in Krishna consciousness. We should stimulate our mind in Krishna consciousness. The mind will be trained. So when you are chanting, all these things will come instead of our sinful activity we have performed. It will not come again because now the training which has been given to the mind has overcome the maya. We don't have to give up anything. We simply have to replace. We simply have to do replacement. Right? The impression they want to make the mind void. But Krishna consciousness does not require making the mind void because that is not the process. It's to replace it. Replace the nonsense with the reality. In this way, the mind will become our friend because now we have occupied the mind. That is why reading is very important because it will replace all the nonsense things we have been doing since time immemorial. So while we are chanting, while we are hearing, all those things will come out. Replacement is required. Replace artificial things with original things. That is Krishna consciousness. You come by training. So this exercise, you can practice it and see how it will help us in our Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Prabhu.
Who is not able to attend the class of that devotee who is very advanced,
because he is serving them. Then, so how he will learn? Because he didn't hurt the lecture, but he served. So how is he going to learn?
many things to this. There are many things. Sometimes we are inexperienced and whimsical. So in the name of serving the special master or sadhu, there are some things which we should do outside the class. But because we are mismanaging our lives, we do the things we are supposed to do outside the class, during the class time. It is our own mismanagement. For example, you are going to watch the duty during class or during japa time. That you can do after. But, and by the way, Guru didn't tell you to do it by that time. This is our own mismanagement, which is wrong. You understand? We should learn to do right things at the right time. We can do right things at the wrong time. We should learn how to do right things at the right time. If you do right thing at the wrong time, it's wrong. And if you do wrong thing at the wrong time, it is wrong. We should learn to do right things at right time. That's perfect. So, for example, you are going to cook at the time of class, which is necessary because you're going to take breakfast. That is okay. That is okay for that. And it is not that you are going to do this every day for your life. It's sometimes. So some things which are sometimes, it's okay. We can do that because it's for some time. Emergency situations are different. Emergency activities are different from normal activity which we are going to do for life. So certain things which are for emergency, that is okay. We can do that. And listen to the lecture later. Bonafide, you get purified. That's perfect. Then, if the prasadam is not going to be taken at that time, then there's no need to go and spend the whole time wasted for nothing. You can wait maybe after the lecture or japa then to do that. The main thing is that we should learn how to organize ourselves so we can do our service effectively, and at the same time we do our sadhana effectively. Devotees should not be engaged in services and forget reading and forget chanting. Very dangerous. If you don't hear, if you don't read, if you don't chant, service will be ordinary activity, mechanical activity. We will not survive. Even though it is a service for Krishna, that service can become a mechanical thing, not devotional service. Because it is not all the services we do in Krishna consciousness which is devotional service. Not all services we do in Krishna consciousness that is Krishna conscious activities. Some are not. Many are not. Before we should hear from bona fide person whose activities, his philosophy, his dress, everything corresponds. Then we also mentioned that a serious devotee should hear from everybody. So, what's the meaning? that is the emphasis on demonstrating how eager one is to hear. We should learn from everybody does not mean we should go and hear from the impersonalist. No. It means we should be very eager that we are searching for Krishna in all directions. So even a neophyte devotee is speaking. You're not a pure devotee. A neophyte devotee is a devotee falling nicely. We should hear. It's not, you know, you're a neophyte. You just joined yesterday. I've been here. I'm Brahmana. You just come yesterday. I cannot hear from you. It's wrong. Hear. Krishna will give that person something for you if we are eager to hear. Not only a pure devotee. Because this person is representing a pure devotee. By sincerely for a pure devotee and is sitting here representing a pure devotee, the pure devotee will give him something that will distribute. See, if we are eager, you will get a lot of things. Especially devotees who are new, young, taking to Christian consciousness. Their philosophy is better than when they become politicians after 20 years. When you sit in the class, you will be giving management lecture. Only management lecture you're giving. They're not PO lecture. Maybe management or political things we're speaking. You give it as pure as it is, as lecture. So we should be eager to hear, that we are ready to hear from any person who is sincerely representing this one. Right? Yes. No. Maharaj said, everybody. So, that in person in my bad philosopher is saying, I can go and hear. Not like that. Yes, it is.
Maharaj, many things for your student, and but I need to apply all these things, like from so many days we are discussing, like chanting today also about austerities, and now so it means a cluster of maturity, like as you put in the lecture only. Immaturity, if we apply, so it's a wrong thing at the right time and right place, so ultimately it will be wrong on the conversion of this maturity. It will be very detrimental. So how all these things we can cultivate the aspect of maturity in day to day.
How do we become mature? How do we become mature? Just sit down. When they are. Okay. Now I'm mature so I can practice now. It will never come like that. We have to start practicing. It is that practicing that will make us mature. Become experienced. So now we will be speaking from experience, not just about what we have had or what we have read. And we are speaking from our own realization, from practicing everything which has been given to us. So we should start from any level we can start. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. From any level we can start. So it is very, very important for us to know the goal. Yes, we should know the goal. Then we can start working towards that. Until we get there. If you don't know the goal, we will never put our effort into anything. Everything will be okay. It's okay. If you know the goal, you know the distance the journey will take you. Then we can plan it. Okay, I have to do this to get there on time. If I want to get in a daytime, I have to use 100 kilometers. But if you want to get there in the night, then you can use 20. 40 speedometer, you can go at 40. But if you want to reach it in the daytime, you have to go up. So that depends on our interest. But first of all, we must know the goal. You can start preparing ourselves and work to it. Like in a school, some school they will give you all the things you need to do for the 4 years. So it's left for you. If you can cover it for 2 years, you sit in an exam, you're gone. If you cover it for 3 years, you cover it, finish the exam, you can go. Or you can study for 4 years, even more than 4 years. depending on our efforts. Yeah. Characteristic of a simple devotee. Simple. A devotee is simple. You can never offend him. You can never offend him, and he will never offend you. Because he won't take offense. He won't take offense from anybody. And he's very, very gentle, that he's very careful in dealing with people. So he will not offend anybody. He will not offend. So, a devotee should try to be a good devotee. A simple-hearted devotee always try to be a good devotee. He tried to be a good devotee. He's trying to be a good devotee, not a great devotee. A good devotee. Try to be a good devotee is humility. Trying to be a great devotee is false ego. So a simple devotee will not try to be a great devotee. He will try to be a good devotee. Because trying to be a good devotee means that he's careful, he's working on himself. He's working. He's looking into himself and seeing the things he needs to do. While a great devotee, one who's trying to be a great devotee, is trying to look at all the wrong things people are doing. See these people, see them. See, I'm different. A sincere devotee does not see that. He doesn't see the fault of others. He sees his own fault. So he's working on himself. These are the qualities of he's always straightforward in his dealings. He deals with people honestly. Very careful in everything he does. Very careful. In everything that he does, he's careful. Does not just do things. He considers the consequences before he do things. Look at the consequences. Simple devotee. They care for others. They are selfless. Not selfish, selfless. Very much approachable. So people can easily relate with him. Even though he is the highest person, but people can easily approach him. Hare
Krishna.
What take away the serve a pure devotee? Cook for him? You can cook for him? Cook for a pure devotee. You can wash his clothes. You can facilitate his preaching activities. His preaching, you can help, you can support that. Many ways. Either you sponsor his trips or his print books for more distribution, or you can personally engage in editing, as a Papa did, engage so many devotees by editing his books, by printing his books, like donating money, facilitating, preaching Krishna consciousness. So many ways you can serve a pilgrim. Taking care of your brothers and sisters very nicely. So a pure devotee feels very happy when you see that the devotees we are becoming brothers and sisters keep us very nicely. He feels very happy. He will not be able to preach effectively when the children are giving him anxiety. So if you are supporting each other that his anxiety frees to preach, that is service. That is service. If we don't have many pure devotees, serving a pure devotee starts from serving ourselves, where we are. Start from all the devotees around us. If we don't have a good attitude towards each other, supporting each other, we will not have the interest to serve a pure devotee. Even if it is there, it is a mechanical service. It's a mechanical service. So serving a pure devotee begins from ourselves. We should be able to relate nicely with each other. We should support each other very nicely together. A pure devotee sees that, they feel very happy. Not that we kick everybody out of the way. No, it's only me. So it's only me in this temple. Oh, don't come here. That is not service a pure devotee. You may think that, but it is not. It's not the service of pure devotee. Pure devotee will be very happy when they see how we are treating each other very nicely. They will be happy. Can you repeat? I'm sorry.
Arjuna was able to Gurupada Devi because he was having that amount of anxiety.
Yes.
So if that it is required, always required for that, we have to be that anxiety.
Yes, we should have anxiety. We should have anxiety. If we don't have anxiety, we will not make advancement. In Krishna consciousness, he wouldn't make advancement. So you never see pure devotees having things very easily. You see anyone? If there is no anxiety, the material energy is already giving so much anxiety. So we have to run. Yes, we have to run to Krishna. If we are chanting, we should chant loud enough to hear. Our chanting should be loud enough for us to hear. We should hear what we are chanting ourselves. Not what somebody is chanting, but what you are chanting, we should hear that. You should hear that. You hear what you're chanting. If you're chanting and the mind is going out, it means you're not chanting loud enough. So you chant loud. If you chant loud, you'll be forced to hear. And if you are loud chanting, you will disturb others, you should go back, go behind. So you chant loud so that you'll be able to hear. If you chant loud, the mind will be forced to hear. So if you want to hear, chant loud, so we can hear. Then the mind will stay with us. Our chanting is considered best chanting when the mind is chanting with us. That's good chanting. If the mind is not hearing, it's bad chanting. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, all glorious assembled devotees.